You ever notice how much food is on your explore page?
Oh, it's so much right now.
So much food constantly.
Did you see the food era coming? Like years ago where you're like, I know where this is going. All I'm going to see on my feed and explore page is the most exotic hamburger.
Right.
The craziest bagel. The most luxurious taco.
I'd have to say I didn't see it coming.
No, I didn't see it coming. You know, like I used to go on to social media and see what my friends are doing.
Right.
Now all of life is a food blog.
I have no issue with it.
No, I got a major issue. Because when you're fasting like I am right now, and I can't speak for you two, but I'm a man of God. When you're fast, it's a tough call to just the cheese.
It's hard. Dairy's just
the meat. Right
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a situation. The bagel thing really got me. I got, you know, Christmas break, I got into bagels.
Oh.
Every Christmas break, I get into something and it's just like, it's game over. I got into pizza and bagels, not together, ooh, separate.
Iconic together, though.
Oh, yeah, iconic.
A bagel bite is.
Are we talking about bagel bites over here? I mean, this is. We might as well just bring up Pop Tarts at this point. I mean, what do you guys want to talk about next? Corn dogs? I mean, my God.
All these are great things.
Yeah, this is my freezer. Open up my freezer as a child, and it's like, boom.
Yes.
Bagel bites. I used to make those personal pan pizzas. Did you guys ever do that?
Like the Tostino's ones?
Yeah. You know, those are fantastic. But right now, I'm struggling. I wouldn't struggle if I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my water.
But I keep on clicking on it.
I keep watching them. And then the problem right now is like, I feel like I see these guys are like top four burgers we ate last year.
Yes.
And it's like from Brooklyn to LA to Austin. And I'm like, why am I watching this?
I watch all of them.
It's insane. What people are doing to food these days, it's not cool. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's like college football. It's out of control. We got to create some boundaries on food.
Get rid of everyone except for Keith Lee and I'm good.
I love a Keith Lee. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
This guy just gets a lot of hate, though, huh? The Keith Lee guy gets a lot of hate.
He just went to the Bay Area, and he left because of...
They get upset. Yeah,
totally.
Atlanta, he called him out.
Yeah, it was bad.
I love it.
I love everything about Keith Lee.
I think Keith Lee, shout out to Keith Lee. Maybe...
Get him on the pod.
I was going to say, that's a 2024 goal.
Whoa.
What if we eat a meal together? Just talking about leaning in general this year. By the way, we're just in episode of number 2 of 2024.
That's right.
We're going to have more guests this year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to have tons. I mean, like celebs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You guys get it.
It's what we're here for, really.
Celebs, man.
It's what we're chasing.
I love the word celeb.
It sounds good word.
So weird. So funny. Yeah, yeah, man. I've been hanging out with some celebs. You guys know. Name drop. Raindrop. Like, drop top.
Yep.
But name no
one,
drop.
No one knows that.
No one knows. Thanks.
We're on day 11.
10, I think.
10. Day 10.
That's right.
I'm 10 days in. 10. It's getting easy. It's getting, you know, you're in your flow. You're in your flow, you know. Apple, almond butter, you know. What'd you have for breakfast today? What'd you eat?
Oats.
Yeah, oats. Yeah.
Overnight oats.
What'd you have?
I don't eat breakfast, really.
You eat coffee?
I drink tea.
No, okay, yeah, of course.
We knew.
Of course, I shouldn't even ask you these things. And some people take out even coffee. No, I got to just say. Yeah,
they do. You did that one time.
One time.
You were never the same.
No, I will never do it. It's like a marathon. I run it one time. Uh-huh. Took away coffee. It's a bean. Yeah, it's a bean and water. It's completely in balance.
100%. So I agree.
So there's that. Like my guilty conscience is defending myself.
Have to justify
it. Yeah, exactly. No, Dad. It's fine.
Like I eat Altoids. I'm like, there's sugar in it. But it's like, it's social. Like I have to have the Altoids.
Yeah, but I'm not a law guy that way.
Yeah.
I'm not a law guy that way.
It's the principle, not the technicality. Yeah,
it's the spirit. Yeah. It's the spirit of it. It's the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys know me. I'm disciplined, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so laser focused this year. It's crazy. I'm going to take a quick nap real fast and then let's record. Yeah, honestly. Just going to take this quick nap. It's this little snoozeroony and then let's record the pod. I'm kidding. We're fired up. We're kale, celery, water. Let's go. Leadership Lean In. Oh, welcome back, everybody, to episode 142. Episode 142. They're flying like crazy. It was flying just back. Like
so cool.
It was just like 42 episodes ago that we were at 100, to be exact.
That's to be math. Exact, that's true.
That to go like factual, 42 of them ago. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, every person. Please like, subscribe, comment, especially all the YouTube. Our YouTube. It's a wee little bunch, but we're on there, and I gotta admit, I'm thankful.
Yeah.
For all the views we're getting on YouTube, shout outs. I know a lot of people are audio, but we looked at the numbers. There's been a few podcasts on YouTube. Video did really well.
They really
so,
did.
So come on, video or audio, either one. Subscribe, like, comment, share, blah blah blah. You guys get it.
Write a little review.
You guys get it. You're leaders. Who am I talking to?
Ask us a leadership question.
Who am I talking to? I'm talking to leaders today. And you know what a leader is? A leader and a feeder. Come on.
Right. And a reader. My sister said that to me the other day. She quoted Leadership Lean In to me.
Stop.
She said, because, you know, leaders are readers.
That's what they are.
And I was like, wow, it's amazing.
Whoa. I was gonna do a whole bit. Maybe I'll do it soon in some other fashion. My wife picked up a book this summer and hasn't put it down.
Summer?
This summer. A book. Because now they all blend together. She started reading this summer. And hasn't stopped reading. She in the car. I look over. She's got her headphones on. She's listening to a book. When we're going to bed, she's got her Kindle. She's reading a book.
It's a series.
Books.
Ah. Oh.
Like we've been married 15 years.
Amazing. This is her reading era,
guys. I used to kind of joke like, "Are you ever going to read a book?" Man, do I regret the days because I think I poked the bear. The reader in my wife has awoken. She is reading nonstop. I mean nonstop. She's doing the laundry. She's listening to a book. To talk to my wife, I have to get her to pull one out of her ear so I can engage.
Can I just say, I've been so used to audiobooks. I just picked up I read the Bible physically, but I picked up a book, like a physical book, and I hadn't read one in so long. It was very refreshing.
Oh, it's awesome to read a physical
compared
book.
Compared to the audio.
No, it's awesome. Like,
wow, this is amazing.
I cannot do audiobooks. They're too slow for me.
I like both. I like it all.
I put 1.5 speed.
1.5, have to.
Also, sometimes they say, I just don't hear it at all. Like, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Sure, that, I could see that for someone like yourself that drinks tea. I could a lot of tea drinkers very diluted, struggle with that. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you on, a chai today? Yeah, that's not going to work. But I love a good book. Nothing better than a book. Audio book I'm doing right now, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Phenomenal. He's just the best. I just love listening to
him.
What
a life.
Oh, my gosh. Did you watch that Netflix doc?
No.
Unbelievable.
It's narrated by him.
Oh, it's incredible.
I got it. I got to listen.
It's the life he's lived is insane.
Have you done Greenlight?
Is the Pope Catholic? That's what my wife always says. Is the Pope Catholic?
That's good.
Greenlight's unbelievable.
It's
get out of here.
Unbelievable.
Get out of here. I love it. Love all books. Okay. Sorry. Also, I just got to say it. We're going to jump in. You know, we're big content people over here.
Huge.
So I got so much content. It's crazy. That guy. We're going to jump in, but I got to let you know, get on a plane, train, automobile. Leadership Lean In Live. We don't do a lot of these.
We don't.
But we got one coming up next week. Next week, get to LA, wherever you're from, live Leadership Lean In lunch. Buy your ticket. Get there. We want to meet you. It's going to be incredible. I have one of my friends that I really adore that I think is a phenomenal leader is going to be on the pod, the great Earl McClellan.
Very
excited. Can't
it's going to be unbelievable. So get your tickets. We cannot wait.
Hey, we just want to take a quick moment out of Leadership Lean In to shout out one of our sponsors, and they're quickly becoming a longtime sponsor because we love Overflow.
We do. We just can't do without them.
That's right. You know what they say, it's always better to give than to
receive.
And overflow empowers organizations and fundraisers to give with innovation and creativity, not limiting you to just one form of giving, but unlocking stocks and crypto and all sorts of creative ways to give. And if that's something your organization is looking to do in 2024, Overflow has to be the organization that you do it with. So head on over to overflow.co/LLI to book a free demo. That's overflow.co/LLI to book a free demo. And also, I just want to shout out their team. I do this every time because their team is that awesome. Their support is that amazing. They're going to have all the answers for all your questions. Head on over to overflow.co.
We'll head back to the podcast.
All right. I like to kind of lean my head on that part. Okay. Today we're talking about keep the fool in me away. I pity the fool. The problem with being a fool is that you can kind of deep down kind of recognize, I know this is not right.
Yeah.
I know I'm wrong, but I'm still going to act this way. Why do great leaders sometimes still allow themselves to act in a foolish way?
Wow.
It's because there's a pride that is lurking and there is such an emotional instability that they can't stop themselves.
Yeah.
So I think you got to prevent, talking about prevent defense, you got to prevent yourself from getting there to that place where it's like you need some guardrails, you need some alarms, you need some things in your life that are going to stop you before you operate in foolish behavior. And I always think the reason why we got to put so much good stuff into us, podcasts, books, for us, messages, sermons, just leadership principles, leadership truths, axioms, John Maxwell, hit me with a John.
How well you lead determines how well you succeed.
Okay, hit me with the Craig Rochelle.
Well, the habits you have today will shape who you become tomorrow.
There you go. There it is. Okay. So you got to create habits. You got to create principles. You got to keep all these things in your life so that when you want to act foolish, you want to compromise your values, you want to do something that you know is not right, there's going to be something there that's flashing at you going, no, you know this truth.
Right.
And so that, I've been saying it a lot lately coming in this year. A proverb a day keeps the fooling me away. And just really starting my year off looking at these proverbs, these wise sayings.
Right.
And I think, a great leader always has a new idea in his pocket, something fresh, something that he just put there like, I just read this book, I just heard this quote, I just saw this video, and just keeping it. And I think keep new good thoughts in your pocket. It will keep that foolish tendency in you away.
Yeah.
I think, how do you get someone that goes so far down that road? I got a phone call today from somebody that's like, hey, I got a staff member that went through X, Y, and Z and blah, blah, blah. What do I do? I'm like, how did that person get down so far down that road? Mm-hmm. Not adhering and not leaning in to wisdom.
Right.
It's not just a quote. It's wisdom itself that's crying out to us in the streets. Do not mess up your life. Don't mess up your team. Don't burn your house down. Don't make dumb decisions. What was it a few episodes we did? It was something about dumb.
Oh, seven, like things a dumb leader does.
Things a dumb leader does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just think about that dumbness. How do you keep that fool? There's a fool lurking in you.
All of us.
It's lurking. It wants to come out. It's like, I love Smartless.
Yep.
And Jason Bateman. Maybe I've mentioned this already. He always makes fun of himself that there's a 300-pound, he calls it a 300-pound fat man that's trapped inside of him.
Yeah.
So the reason why he eats so much kale and works out so much and tries to be so healthy is because he knows he's got to suffocate that guy. I think we all know that there's a kid inside of us. There's a lazy man inside of us. There's a fool.
Right.
There's a rebellious person there. We got to strap down.
Yeah.
Can't let get out. Here's four of them that have really helped me. Number one, stay silent. How about this one? Proverbs 17:28. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent and discerning if they hold their tongues. Even a fool looks, man, you look smart when you stay quiet. And I think this is a great challenge. It's like the other day someone brought up a situation and I just thought to myself, don't say anything right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're talking. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to say. I'm not getting quoted on this. I'm not giving you a soundbite. I'm not giving you a reaction. I don't feel safe sharing my opinion. And I think that that's why, like, you really need to have close, close friends where you can say, hey, I wouldn't say this to anybody else, but I can say it to you.
Right.
Right, right.
Hey, I know it's just me. Please don't repeat this, but, you know, I really feel this, or I really think this, or I really discern this, or I really believe this, or, you know, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, even if you're not the smartest person, you're going to look really good keeping your mouth closed.
That's right.
And so I would say, like AMC movie theaters say, silence is golden. Mm. Just don't. If you don't got nothing nice to say, what's the next part?
Don't say nothing at all.
Don't say nothing at all. And that's just wisdom. Because the fool wants to just spout, spit, talk, gab. And there's another one that says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Mm-hmm. You ever leave a dinner and you're like, I said too much?
Yeah.
Dang it. They got me talking.
Right.
You know, it never feel good.
Right. Because that's a culture sometimes when you enter in and that's the vibe. It's so easy to play along and jump right in if that's the game they're playing.
Get caught up in the current.
It's hard to kind of say, oh, I'm sitting this one out.
And that's the difference between a leader and a follower. Mm. A follower goes with the flow. And a leader swims upstream.
That's right.
A leader goes against the grain. A leader stands out. So everybody else is talking. Whoop, whoop. Fine. Do you. I'm staying quiet.
That's right.
I'm staying silent. I'm not getting quoted. I'm not going to do it. Why? Because it goes with number two. Don't talk behind people's backs. Look at this one. 1628. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. I want to just pay close attention here to your friendships, the best of friends. How do the best of friends get broken up? Well, break trust.
Yeah.
Because the moment you break trust, you lose friendship. Mm-hmm. What are relationships built on? Three things we talked about 1,000 times, trust, respect, communication. Mm-hmm. You don't have trust, respect, or communication, that relationship's gone. So the way I preserve a relationship is if I can't say it to you. In fact, I think that the way that you prove great friendship is you defend people when they're not there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And right. I tell you, I've got a couple of friends. I've been to places and someone started to kind of go down that rabbit trail of saying something. And I've watched them defend and go, wait, hold on. That's not who they are. That's not how they talk. Yep. Have you said this to them? And whenever I see that modeled, I'm challenged and inspired to be that kind of person. Mm. That's like, if I really love you, it's the whole thought. Loyalty is not proven to your face. Loyalty is proven behind your back.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so I'm telling you, the fool in you wants to jump in the current, get in the river, you big hippo, and wants to just roll with everybody else. No, I gotta swim upstream, and I'm not going to talk behind people's back. And the moment you got to remember this, leader, the moment you start talking behind people's back, people immediately take mental notes and they go, they're doing this about me behind my back.
Right.
Yep.
Because they know if you could say it about them, you could say it about me.
Yeah.
And so the way that I prove that I'm trustworthy as a leader is that not only do I stay silent, is that I just refuse to say things about you that I would not be willing to say to you.
Yeah.
And if I'm not willing to say it to you, why would I say it about you? Mm-hmm. It's crazy how people change up and switch up when somebody walks in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Sally. It's like, hold on, at the water cooler. You were just saying X, Y, Z.
Yep.
I think that's why it's like, you know, I got to be honest, sincere. And that's why if I don't have anything nice and complimentary and positive to say, I'm probably just best if I just don't say anything.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. then I'm going to say things that I don't mean.
Right.
And I'm going to say things that, like, you know, are a disconnect. I think the heart of a leader, the heart of a great leader, is to close the gap between what you say and what you really are, what you say and what you really think, and closing that gap so you live authentic. People can feel it.
Yeah.
People can sense. They really can. They're not dumb. It's never by position or title. It's by person.
That's right.
That's the greatest gift you have in leadership is who you are. And so you got to, your words are such a reflection of your heart. If you got a good heart, you got good words. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big deal. Number three, gently reply. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Whoops.
You ever say something out of anger, you regret it?
Oh, yeah.
It's called parenthood. So I'm so sorry, son.
Son, I wasn't really mad at you. I was mad at them, and I took it out on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has ever happened to you, April? You just seem like you're just such a pleasant person.
You know, just once or twice here and there. Definitely, of course.
It
absolutely
has?
Absolutely.
You ever yell at Nate?
Yeah, I have.
It was a harsh word?
I've said some, you know, words to Nate, but Nate's always great, and I always come back and say, Nate, I'm sorry I was short with you, or I'm sorry.
Nate, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
I have already said today, I'm sorry I was short with you to someone.
To someone today.
Yeah, I did.
It's because you're fasting.
It's the tea.
It really is.
It's the tea, right? Yeah. If you were on coffee, you'd be way better.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe.
Hit her with the Michael Scott. I feel like that one's appropriate.
Pearly worm gets the worm.
That's where you're at today. That's, you don't even know tea. What you're saying.
That is
right. Yeah, pearly worm gets the worm.
6 o'clock prayer.
Yeah, I just, come on, what's going on here? I just think like, you know, you want to be known as a hardworking, diligent, strong. You know, I like this one that we're going to read next. You know, a force. But there's always contrast that you also want a part of you, which is gentle. A gentle reply turns away wrath. So someone's coming at you blazing and hot and fired up and blah, blah, blah. And how do you just disarm it?
Yeah.
That's rising above the culture. That's rising above the moment. That's leadership to me. Mm-hmm. Leadership is not succumbing or capitulating into the mess or into the struggle. It's being a thermostat,
right?
And regulating and going like, no, I'm going to set the culture here. A soft answer, a gentle reply turns away wrath. I like that idea that the wrath got turned away. You try to come here, you're just not welcome here.
Right.
We don't roll like that. We don't act like that. And that's something I try and teach my boys a lot. That's something I try and apply. It's something that clearly, as I'm an incredibly emotional person, that's not always, it's easier said than done. And the more that I apply, the more that I lean in, the more that I study, the more that I get my ducks in a row, the more I'm set up to apply that. Mm-hmm. If I've got chaos, if my life is in disarray, my things aren't accomplished and done, then it's like I'm living by angst, I'm living by stress, and then I'm going to react. Mm-hmm. A gentle reply comes when you have a gentle soul, mm-hmm. a gentle spirit. You've got that kindness and that warmth. Oh, gosh, a great leader to me has that warmth, that ability to build up others and strengthen others and champion others. A cold soul is like broken and hurt and messed up. It's a, come on. If you want a gentle reply, you got to have a gentle soul.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just not going to work.
Yes. I have this great aunt who we call her Saint Catherine because she is the gentlest person ever. You could be in the most chaotic situation ever, and I've never seen her overreact. And there is such a safety about being with someone like that. There's such a strength, there's such a dependability to that kind of person. There's another level of trust.
Yes.
When you know that someone has a level head.
Yeah.
They're giving everyone the benefit of the doubt.
That's right.
And they're on everyone's team.
That's exactly right.
And it's really crazy how just that one principle, having that gentle reply, that gentle spirit, can have so many different, can just build that trust in so many different ways.
But what I'm trying to say, and shout out to your aunt, that's the goal. We want to live like that. What I'm trying to really say, though, is like your words are a reflection of your heart. So if you want that gentle reply, you got to quiet your soul.
Right.
You got to quiet your life. You got to quiet your heart so that you can speak with the authority of true, authentic, gentle quietness, calmness, and a love and a concern for others. That's you can't fake that. Yeah. Otherwise, someone says gentle and you're like, I'm actually more afraid.
Yeah, I'm actually terrified.
You look like a murderer. Last one, number four, strength brings increase. This is a great one. 14:4, where there are no oxen, the trough is clean. But much increase comes by the strength of an ox. Hmm. And I just like that because the imagery, you know, who doesn't want to increase?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But, you know, to get increase, there, what's that word attached to it? Strength. And so let's look at the law opposite. By much decrease is in weakness. So when the team is weak and the life is weak and the leader is weak, decrease. Where does increase come from? Strength. So what's the goal? The goal is always health. The goal is always strength. I'm strong on the inside. I'm strong in my mind. I'm strong in my values. I'm strong in my morals, strong in my convictions, strong in my relationships, strong in my home, strong in my marriage. All of a sudden, boom, increase. So if you want the much increase, really easy, just get strong.
That's right.
And so what are the things that you can do? What are the things that you can make happen in your life to get stronger? Because, you know, it's like, everybody wants bigger, better, but it always starts with stronger. Mm-hmm. And so watch the things that erode, make for things to be weak and get lazy and lackadaisical. And all of a sudden it's like, how did all that decrease get there? Mm. Well, trace it back to weakness. And then you look at all that increase. Where did it come from? Well, strength. And so I like that because to me, it helps me focus on the first thing that is there, and that is strength. Mm. I want to be stronger. This year, 2024, I know we're in January. We're getting ready. I'm 10 days into getting stronger. But that's the goal. The goal is I can't control all the increase. I can control me getting stronger.
Yep. Mm.
And stronger in my, man, every level, just focusing on the big buckets. What is it? Physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial. Getting stronger every area. And I think that's really the exciting thing about leadership is finding which one is weak. Mm. And, or maybe you got two that are weak. I'm going to get them strong. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do?
Yep.
Make a plan. You don't have a shot this year without a plan. What's the plan? How are we going to execute this? So I think there's safety in the plan. I think there's excitement in the plan. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, 2-3 months later, look how much stronger it is.
Yeah, that's good.
And then it's like, wow, I'm encouraged because I can even go further. I can even get stronger than this. It was so cool. When I was in Atlanta, I ran into Brian and Jen. And Brian is huge. Did I talk about this on Leadership Leaning?
Not on Leaning. I think on Staff Devotion.
Staff Devotion, I talk about that. Mm-hmm. And Brian, I look down the aisle and I see him. Oh, my gosh. You know, give him. And Brian, just huge. Last time I saw him 2 years ago, just Brian. Now is like super Brian. And he's got muscles and he's just jacked and just... And I'm hitting his arm and my fingers are getting hurt. And I'm like, bro, what have you been doing? And he's kind of smiling, you know, and I'm like, dude, what? It looks like a different person. The man has sculpted his body. He's stronger. So in 2 years since the last time I saw him, he has committed himself to clearly lifting weights. Mm-hmm. Stronger, devotion, commitment. Make it your value and your aim to get stronger in whatever area of your life is weak right now. If you're weak, that's fine. Good news. You can get strong. Mm-hmm. And you get strong through commitment. You can get strong through work. You can get strong through dedication, through devotion, through discipline. And then guess what's going to happen? Whoa. The thing that everybody wants, increase. So I know there's a fool lurking in you. And the reason why I know is because there's a fool that's lurking in me. And if I'm not careful, that fool is going to come out and dominate my life and overtake me and overwhelm me. And I'll start acting in ways that are contrary. and completely contradictory to what I believe is right and true. Mm. And so the only shot I got is by wrestling that fool and keeping him so far away so that I can be who I really want to be, and that is the wise man. The wise man that has favor. What does it say? Has understanding. The wise man is better. Who cares? Riches? Forget about it. Honor? Who cares about it? You get all that and then some with wisdom. So be a wise leader this year. I pity the fool. Let's go.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.